My name is Justin, and this incident happened with my cousin and I almost a year ago. Last summer, my cousin Martin came to stay with us for a few weeks. The weather was awful, so we were stuck in my room most of the time playing games. It was fun at first, but I soon got fed up with it and wanted to do something outside. I needed to come up with some way to get Martin away from wrecking more of my stuff. We were alone at the house. My parents had gone to stay the weekend by the beach. So I suggested, let's do something outside for a change. But he complained that it's raining outside. But I told him that it's all part of the adventure. Come on, let's go crazy. But he said no again. Then I gave up. All he wanted to do was just sit at home and play games. After a while, the rain stopped. Okay, now can we go outside? I got an idea. Why don't we look through your dad's telescope? I wasn't sure. It was pretty expensive. Besides, it was in his study and I wasn't allowed there. The whole idea was to do something outside. So let's bring the telescope outside. Let's see what we can explore. Nope, my dad's gonna kill me if something happened to it. Relax, I know what I'm doing. I have one at home. I finally agreed because I was desperate to drag him outside the house and told him that we need to be very, very careful with it. In a flash, Martin was briskly walking out the front door with the tripod and telescope over his shoulder, while I raced around the house making sure all the windows and doors were locked. We walked a few miles until we found an open space upon a hilltop. The sky was cloudy, but there was great viewing distance. We set up the telescope and pointed at the clouds. The clouds were moving fast. I told Martin that the sky will clear up soon enough. As I was about to look through the telescope, Martin snatched it from me and pushed me aside. At that point, I was really regretting bringing the telescope. In the lens, Martin saw a stone wall. What's down there? Small cemetery. I don't see a church. Don't they have to have a church nearby? There was one, but it collapsed a few years ago. Martin left the telescope and started sprinting down the hill towards the cemetery. Hey, where are you going? He didn't turn around and instead shouted, just follow me. But what about the telescope? Oh, man. I lifted the telescope and jogged after Martin. The rain had made the mud slippery and I feared for my life if I slipped and telescope got damaged. Eventually, I got to the bottom of the hill, but there was no sign of Martin. I walked up to the stone wall and stared into the dark graveyard. Martin! Martin, where are you? Get lost. Let's go explore inside the graveyard. No, I'm fine here. Martin rolled his eyes and left. I was standing alone in the dark. It was very quiet. The only sound I could hear was the stirring of the leaves. When I heard his scream, I left the telescope and ran into the graveyard to search for him. I found Martin standing in front of a small tombstone. Are you all right? What? Yeah, I'm fine. But check this out. He pointed at the name on the grave. Alta Loon. I was struggling to catch my breath. You have to be kidding me. I thought something happened. No, but you're here now, aren't you? Martin's attention went back to the grave. What the hell kind of name is that? Martin took a permanent marker out of his pocket. I watched with an open mouth as Martin scribbled huge block letters on the tombstone. Who is Molly? My ex-girlfriend. Oh, that's so disrespectful. What? It's just a stupid grave. I seriously didn't know what to tell him. Oh, let's just go home. It's too late. And in panic, I left the telescope outside the graveyard because of your stupid prank. We were exhausted by the time we reached home and went straight to bed. I fell asleep as soon as I hit the bed. I heard a loud scream and woke up. I got out of bed and ran towards his room. I turned on the light. Martin looked all spooked and sweaty. I asked him what happened. She was in my room. Who? The woman from the grave. I was sure this was one of his pranks and didn't believe him. Until I saw the marks on his neck. It was bizarre. All I knew that Martin may be a prankster, but he couldn't do that to himself. He stayed up the rest of the night, searching online for how to remove permanent marker stains. Apparently, rubbing alcohol over it removes them. The first thing in the morning, Martin went back to the graveyard and cleaned the tombstone. He paid his respects to the dead woman and asked for forgiveness. And since that day, nothing weird happened to him.
Ah,
Hi everyone, hope you all enjoyed the story. As most of you might know that my channel was facing some problems recently, but everything is good now. I went through a really hard time, but because of the support of all my loyal and absolutely amazing fans, my channel was saved. I'm so happy and thankful to you all. Good news for my Russian fans, I'm opening a new channel called Thriller Teller Russia where you can watch these stories in Russian language. The link is in the description, so don't forget to subscribe to that channel and press the bell icon for notifications. And a big thank you to my star subscribers for supporting me on Patreon. Your contribution goes a long way. Thank you so much. Don't forget to post your comments and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where I post sneak peeks of my upcoming stories and much more. So I'll see you soon with another creepy story. Until then, bye!